All right, good morning. Let's come to order and go on the record, please. I'm Charlotte Mitchell, Chair of the Utilities Commission, and with me this morning are the following commissioners. When I call your name, please announce your presence. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Present.
Commissioner Gray.
Good morning.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Yes, good morning.
Commissioner Duffley.
Good morning.
Commissioner Hughes.
Good morning.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Good morning, present.
In compliance with the State Government Ethics Act, I remind members of the commission of their duty to avoid conflicts of interest and inquire at this time as to whether any member of the commission has a known conflict of interest with respect to matters coming before us this morning. Okay, the record will reflect that no conflicts have been identified, so we'll proceed with public staff communications. Item P1, Ms. Prophet, you're up.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Good morning. My name is Karen Prophet of the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Item P1 presents an interconnection agreement and amendments that were filed by Frontier Communications of the Carolinas LLC on March 17th and 18th. The public staff has reviewed the filings and recommends that orders be issued approving the agreement and amendments effective on the date they were filed. The public staff has provided proposed orders to the commission staff.
Move approval of the recommendation.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right. Thank you, Ms. Prophet. We will proceed now to electric, item P1. Mr. Saylor, I believe you're up.
Good morning. I'm Scott Saylor with the Energy Division. Item P1 is an application for an amended registration and an amended certificate of public convenience and necessity for a solar PV electric generating facility. The public staff recommends that the commission approve the application, issue the amended certificate, and accept the amended registration.
Madam Chair, I move approval of the recommendation, but I have a question.
I'll second and wait for the question.
All right. We've got a motion and a second that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Commissioner Brown Bland, please proceed with your questions.
Mr. Saylor, first, I'm assuming that there were no complaints received in response to the additional change in the footprint or the additional property added to the site?
Yes, that's correct.
That's correct. And also, do you know at this time whether construction has begun at this facility, for this facility?
No, I'm not aware of this time.
Is there an anticipated date when construction might begin? Do you have that?
I believe that was provided in the application. I do not have that information in front of me, but I can provide that information. I can check on that.
Is that something you could provide to commission staff?
Yes.
All right, Madam Chair, I don't have any further questions.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Brown Bland. Any additional questions from commissioners? All right, hearing none, I'll go ahead and call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Clodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
And Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
For the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you,
Madam Chair. And I think it's clear, but just to be clear, Mr. Saylor, we would like to have that information before we issue the order. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Commissioner Brown Bland. And Mr. Saylor, please do provide that information at your earliest convenience. All right, we will proceed now to public staff water, item P1. Ms. Darden, you're up.
Good morning, Lindsay Darden with Engineer of the Public Staff Water, Sewer, and Telephone Division. Water item P1, docket number W4 sub 22, Joyston Water Works filed an application with the commission on April 26, 2021, seeking authority to amend its tariff for the purpose of passing along to its customers in Caldwell County the increased cost of purchasing water from the city of Lenoir. The city of Lenoir's new rate becomes effective July 1st, 2021. It's recommended that the commission issue the proposed order approving the tariff revision and requiring customer notice.
Move approval on the recommendation.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the item be approved as recommended by the public staff. Are there any questions or discussion on the motion? All right, hearing none, I'll call the roll for a vote. Indicate your support for the motion with an aye and your opposition with a no. Commissioner Brown Bland.
Aye.
Commissioner Gray.
Aye.
Commissioner Klodfelter.
Aye.
Commissioner Duffley.
Aye.
Commissioner Hughes.
Aye.
Commissioner McKissick.
Aye.
And for the record, I support the motion as well, and the motion carries. All right, thank you, Ms. Darden. The commission at this time has its minutes of the May 24th, 2021 staff conference before us for approval.
Move approval of the minutes.
Second.
All right, any questions or discussion on that motion? All in favor of approving the minutes indicate with an aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? All right, the minutes are approved. All right, at this time, we will turn to additional business. This morning, I would like to make an introduction of a new addition to commission staff. Ms. Lee, I'm hoping that you are on. Oh, there you are. The commission would like to welcome to our staff, Jenny Lee. She certainly is no stranger to the commission or to the Dobbs building. She comes to us from the public staff. And we're sorry for the public staff's loss, but we are ecstatic that she has joined us and look forward to getting to work with Ms. Lee. She, prior to her joining the public staff, she worked in the public sector. In the private sector. And prior to joining the private sector, she obtained her degree from North Carolina State University. So with that, Ms. Lee, I'll turn it over to you to say hello.
Hi, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Chair Mitchell, for the warm welcome. I'm looking forward to working with everyone and glad to be with the commission staff now.
All right. Well, thank you, Ms. Lee, and we're very glad to have you. All right. Any additional business for the commission this morning? All right. Hearing none, we will be adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Let's go off the record, please.